Hello, I'm Andrew Tark, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Those who walked along the banks of the Beirut River before 1968 would have found people fishing and picnicking beneath its pine and pistachio trees. But a government decision that year to encase the river in concrete has since led to decades of environmental and social degradation. The Beirut-born architect, Adib Dada, was determined to make a change to his own patch. Using a unique planting method, Dada turned a plot of land on the banks of the river into what's now known as Beirut's riverless forest. Well, for more on the project and how it's improving the river's ecosystem, here's Dada.
For the past 7 years, I've been working on this research project about the Beirut River. I was kind of fascinated how what used to be, you know, a natural ecosystem was transformed into a sewage infrastructure in a mere like 30 years. You know, the government decided to put the river in concrete, as you know, had happened in a lot of cities around the world, and completely disconnected the communities from this river. So the river kind of became this no man's land. When it became a no man's land, it became a site of all abuses. So all kinds of waste were being dumped in there, raw sewage, industrial waste, slaughterhouse waste, pets like crocodile that must have been someone's pet and became too big was even found there. So really kind of like this no man's land. And during the 2015 trash crisis in Lebanon, thousands of tons of trash were just packed into the concrete canal of the river. So the situation was really terrible, and we decided to plant this forest right next to the Beirut River. So for me, this was a very tangible project that we could engage people with and have something sort of very visible. And it's our sort of indirect way of bringing people back to this now unloved part of the city that used to be such a great social space, bringing people together. This patch of land had become like an urban landfill. And so the first thing we did when we selected that land is that we started cleaning up the land with the help of volunteers, digging the ground, removing all sorts of plastics and concrete and metals and fabric and all of these sorts of things, putting them on the side, sorting them, and then sending them to recycling facilities. So we have planted in total over two different phases. We've planted 500 square meters of that plot and 2,000 trees and shrubs. It's a very dense forest. We have 17 different native species, so all types of shrubs and trees. And we've seen in just 6 months the soil being transformed from a completely lifeless, dust-like soil into a living, brownish-colored soil, which has a very different smell. You actually see earthworms and spiders and mites and all sorts of organisms that live in a healthy soil that are back just 6 months later. Coming from a biomimicry perspective, the river as an ecosystem provides us humans with ecosystem services. So it provides fresh water and food. It supports life of humans and other organisms. It's regulating temperature and pollution, and it's providing cultural services as well. So in a way, what we are doing by bringing this forest there, so since we couldn't, at our scale as citizens, bring the river back to life because we can't decide to remove, destroy the concrete and renaturalize the river, what we could do is bring the forest ecosystem back in its place. So we are getting the forest back into the city, we are getting the forest back next to the river, and we are fulfilling some of these ecosystem services again. So restoring the water cycle. So the forest is a very porous place, so the ground is very porous, so we're allowing this rainwater and the storm water that usually floods the street to actually infiltrate the ground and recharge the aquifer, which is usually what the river would have done. And we are providing a social space again and a cultural space. We are regulating air pollution, regulating the temperature in the city through the forest, and creating habitat. So it's working in tandem with the river.
You You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Adib Dada, founder of the Other Dada regenerative consultancy and architecture firm, for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, city lovers.